The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at podbean.com. Search for us there and get to Business on the Edge podcast. So you do the search, Business on the Edge podcast, free subscriptions, premium content, you choose. And also you can connect with us on iTunes out there as well on the Business on the Edge podcast. Just do a search for us and we'll pop up there. And the San Jose Women's Business Examiner, you want to connect with that. That's a free subscription as well. A lot of great content out there, a lot of great stories. Had an opportunity to just interview a lot of different people. And sometimes just the how-tos. How do I start a business? It's out there on San Jose Women's Business Examiner. Check it out. You can connect with us on Twitter Business and the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, and our Facebook group page for women on the Edge, Women in Business. Post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, frustration, political views. You name it, you can get it out there. It's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known and build relationships. Do business with one another. Make friends. Great place to do it. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz or on the edge at businessontheedge.biz with your questions or comments. Each week, I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show. I really appreciate your listenership, and we work hard, the team and I, to bring you a great show that inspires you, bridging the gap between your faith and your professional development and small business and ministry growth. We're supposed to have that growth there. Amen. That's what's happening. Usually in this segment, I bring in our featured guest. And our featured guest today is California District 25 Assemblymember Canton Chu. And he is a little delayed, so we're going to switch things around just a little bit to accommodate the Assemblymember's schedule. So we're going to get into bridging the gap between your business and faith. So we're going to jump to the second segment and talk a little bit about who Jesus is talking to. You know, I talk often about the faith-based community. I don't see a large presence of the faith-based community in the community, in networking opportunities, involved with events that our civic leaders are sponsoring, which are always free. If you are a nonprofit or tax-exempt company, typically you get a booth. They usually have some sort of resource fair. You can get out there and share your information in those types of events, networking. And it's important for us to connect with our communities. And we have this thing where our church community, especially the Christian community, there's this kind of, we've lost the community's trust. And we've become so in reach, we're not outreaching. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about that and see whether or not we can change some of that and get you coming out a little bit more and getting involved with the community, getting involved with some of the events that you're not hosting, that you're coming out participating, or you're coming out volunteering, getting on maybe some of these business associations, boards or groups, so that you are in tune with what's going on around you. So that's very, very important. So my question for you is, who was Jesus talking to? And so when I look at the scripture, Matthew 28:19, and the Bible says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." Who was he talking to? Who is Jesus? I'm going to stop right there. Who is Jesus talking to? "Go ye therefore and teach all the nations," the Great Commission. So here's some questions, some additional questions. Number one, who was Jesus talking to? Not what was Jesus doing, WWJD. But where did Jesus tell them to go? Told them to go to the nations, yeah. Why, when you have an opportunity to use your business ministry to God's glory, you don't position your business or your ministry at any of the local business events to connect with the nations? The nations are all around you. Why do you think that the mission field is outside of your immediate community? We think of the mission field as being, I need to go overseas, I need to go to India, I need to go to Africa, I need to go somewhere other than your own community. And you can be right there in your own city, your own community, reaching the nations in these different opportunities. If you never make yourself or your business ministry available to the public community, how do you reach them? You wait for your church group to do it. You know, it used to be years ago when I was a little girl, we used to go what we call soul winning. That's so old school. We used to go knock on doors. We used to go soul winning. We used to get out into the community, knock on doors, whether they slammed them in our face or not. We won some souls, and sometimes we didn't win some souls. But if we don't get out there, if we don't adjust to how the community is interacting, we're not going to be able to win souls. So I'm out in the community every single day doing what God has called me to do as a business coach. And I'm doing what Jesus said. Meet the need. What's the need? They need to grow their businesses. They need information. They need hope. And so I try to bring that to the table. And as we talk and as we connect with one another, as we begin to develop the relationships, sooner or later, faith comes up. Sometimes faith comes up. I've been asked, where did you learn? Rob Black asked me this. And if you're familiar with Rob Black, he's on our sister station, AM 1220 KDOW, Rob Black and Your Money. And if you want to learn about investing in your money, and I definitely recommend businesses investing and growing. But he asked me, he said, where did you learn how to talk? You're talking business and you're not, basically he's thinking, you're not quoting scriptures, but you sound so methodical. You sound so different. He said, did you grow up in a church or something? Did you? And so you do reach people by being you, by not Bible beating people, by not wearing a Jesus sign on your forehead and that you have to go and judge the world. We're not here to judge the world. You're here to judge something, and so on. And that's a whole nother teaching, that you judge what you're responsible to judge. But if you're not out there in the community, you can't reach them. So I'm encouraging you to get out there and connect with your community. I'm not talking about preaching at your resource table. I'm not talking about building relationships so you can receive and come to know Christ as Lord. I'm talking about building relationships. So, and what I'm saying is, so some can receive, not, you know, putting banners on your, you know, but being real people, being what they need. So some can receive. The Bible says, we need to adjust so some can receive. So we can reach people. We want to reach people. Jesus never expected your business ministry to be in reach. Yet somehow we become this business or ministry in reach rather than outreach. We're not an in reach. We're an outreach faith. Jesus said, go out, reach, teach, instruct. Don't be comfortable. Don't let a comfort zone world in the faith-based community keep you from reaching the community, the nation that's all around you that you can reach out to. And when we come back, I'm going to give you a little bit more information, and I'm going to share a couple of events that you can get out to and reach your community. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. Go out, go out, go out. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about who Jesus was talking to. He's talking to you. Go ye therefore and teach all the nations. Go out. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of your, my ministry meeting is on the second Saturday of the month, and come out. Make sure that your advertising and marketing isn't just directing itself towards the faith-based community. You want to reach those that do not know the Lord. And that takes networking. That means coming out and participating in other people's events, the secular community, the civic community, the business community. And rather than thinking that that's not an event for me, we go to prayer groups, we go to prayer meetings, we go to men's ministries, we go to women's ministries, we go to youth ministry, we go to church, we get it. And all of that busyness and not touching the community, not touching the people that are right there. So I want to encourage you to go out. I want to encourage you to do something this next week that is out of your comfort zone. Find out what's going on in your community with maybe your chamber of commerce, maybe there's business associations around you. All you got to do, if you go to Eventbrite and just look up events, you know, events in your community or networking events, look up networking, you know, things are going to pop up, and you might find something out there and says, oh wow, they got a technology event out there I'd love to go to. I'd love to, you know, over at Google or over at, you know, so a lot of things are going on around you and you're missing the opportunity. So I do want to talk to you about two events that are coming up not too far off. Is Day on the Bay with Santa Clara County Supervisor Dave Cortese. That is Day on the Bay, and that is going to be October 11th. This is an annual event, and I do this event each year for the last couple of years. I'm one of their MCs, but this year I'm not going to do it. I think I want to kind of hang out and enjoy the event. You know, when you're MCing, you really don't get to enjoy the event, but it's about 10,000 people that comes out to this event, and it is on a Sunday, so go to the early service and come out. And if you have a ministry and you want a booth out there, they are absolutely free. So contact his office to do this. If you are for profit, there's a $100 donation. The business association board that I'm on, Berryessa Business Association, booth will be out there. And so come by and say hello. I'll be out there hanging out, and hopefully I'll be doing a little bit of paddle boating and all of that that they have out there, eating a little food, enjoying some of the music out there and the entertainment that they'll have. But this is an opportunity to set up your ministry out there and let people know that you're here. Invite them to church. Invite them to come out and participate in some of your events, Friends Day or something. You know, churches are doing often, you know, we'll do Friends Day. So this is the sixth annual Day on the Bay Multicultural Festival. Will be October 11th, and that is going to be 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's going to be in El Viso, Marina County Park in San Jose. And if you do want to get a booth, you can contact Dave Cortese's office at 408-299-5030. That's 408-299-5030. Just to let you know what's going on in the community. No big deal. Just trying to let you know what's going on out there and connect with the people who are around you, the nations in the community. All right, we're going to go to our Power Resources, Power People, Businesses, Ministries Corner. This is an opportunity for you to get resources to continue to build and strengthen your personal growth, your life growth, whatever's going on. This is the segment that we try to get you information. So we're going to go to Maram. Maram Alawat is a New York Life agent, absolutely fantastic, award-winning agent. And Maram, we've been running an ad actually on the show on church continuation plans. Can you tell us a little bit about that and share with our audience real quick how to connect it with you and really what that plan is for?
Sure. Thank you, Margaret, very much. I mean, first and foremost, the connection. That's the most important point, right? So my number is area code 916-847-6481. Again, that's 916-847-6481. 6481. And I do cover the entire Bay Area. I always get the question, are you only in Sacramento? I'm actually in the East Bay, but I do cover the entire state. So church continuation planning is really a tool for churches to use for a multitude of purposes, including offering benefits that maybe they otherwise couldn't afford to the pastor and his family for their commitment to the church, but also as a means to build cash and earn cash on a tax-deferred basis with a tax-free exit for the church for future church projects. So we're basically talking about using insurance for the protection piece for the pastor's family, God forbid, you know, there's a sudden death or when the time does come, and also as a means to collect cash and build resources for the church that they can use for other projects. And so it's really a great way to benefit the leaders in the church, either the pastors or the board members, and also benefit the church. So it's kind of a mutual agreement to build resources together.
Now, this is just before you go, Maram, and again, that phone number is 916-847-6481. That's 916-847-6481. Now, Maram, the church continuation plans that you do, now, you gave us the information that you're here in East Bay, California, but you also are licensed in other states. Now, we're broadcasting all over the United States through our streaming. If say, someone called you from Illinois, you know, church pastor interested in getting this church continuation plan, are you able to practice and get them set up?
Absolutely. I am licensed in 15 states, and I've got all the major states with the kind of major components to them. So I'm open to other states that I'm not licensed in. I can get that licensing. But I do actually a lot of work. It's interesting you mentioned Chicago, because I do a lot of work in Illinois, a lot of work in the state of Florida, New York, and Michigan. So D.C. recently, as well as Nevada and Colorado. So, yes, absolutely. I work with churches all across the country and other houses of worship. And I find that they're not really familiar with these programs because they're spending so much time really just, you know, trying to keep their programs going, which is essential. But, as a business coach, that keeping the business portion functional and keeping your staff morale, especially the leaders, feeling well compensated is very important to the ongoing growth and development of the church.
Sure, absolutely. And when you talk about programs, there's always like building programs, you know, expansion programs. And so we want to make sure that you get connected to the right resources. Why? So you can build and expand and do what God has called you for the kingdom. So again, you can connect with Maram Alawat at 916-847-6481. And I would encourage you to connect with her and get, you know, at least have a conversation with regards to this church continuation plan. Thank you, Maram, for calling in. We appreciate you always, you know, taking time out and, you know, connecting with us.
My pleasure to serve. Thank you, Margaret.
Thanks again to Maram. Okay, I want to go to Frank. Frank is one of the best real estate brokers out there here in the Bay Area. And, you know, I've had him on the show before. And so I want to talk to him a little bit about what he's got going on with the real estate market and how he can support some of the things that you want to do with your real estate. Now, Frank, before you talk about real estate, one of the things that I'm talking to small businesses about across the board, whether you're for-profit, non-profit, and really I don't like that term, not-for-profit. God is not a not-for-profit God. He's a for-profit God. So tax-exempt organizations, you should have assets. You should think about investing.
Yes.
Okay.
Everyone should be investing in real estate, basically looking for the right opportunities to invest in real estate. And the market, as we know, has been very hot for a few years. And one of the comments I'd like to make today that, you know, give some small advice to someone that is on the fence of purchasing a home, or they've been frustrated because of the competition that they've had for months and months and dealing with multiple and triple, you know, offers that they've been, you know, that were always in the market. I just want to let everybody know that if they still need to purchase a home, right now, you know, might be the right time to revisit the opportunity to go and look at the homes, because the multiple offers at the moment is very slow. The homes are not selling on the first day like they were for a short time. Everything was selling the first day they went on the market. So it's at the moment, it's semi like it should be, 2 to 3 weeks before it actually sells. So it's a great opportunity to anyone that is interested in purchasing a home or as an investment. It will be great to take this time that is the perfect time to really look at it. and see what, you know, the opportunities out there in the marketplace.
Absolutely. And Frank is an award-winning, I don't even know how to put it, but he's an award-winning community leader, okay? And, of course, a real estate broker with FCC Realty, so you cannot go wrong with regards to working with Frank in terms of your real estate needs. And, again, you can get connected with Frank at 408-821-1291. That's 408-821-1291. Connect with Frank Cancilla. We're going to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we got something a little special for you. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I have a special treat for you, and I know that I promise to give you information about another event that's out there, and I am going to give it to you, and it's an event that's connected with Assemblymember Canton Chu, and we're going to have him on, and we're going to talk a little bit about what he's doing as an Assemblymember and about an upcoming event that he's having. But before I get to all of that, I need to give you some information about Tri-City Health Center Superhero Run. That is the 5K, 10K, half marathon, and family fun run. This is going to be September 19th, and it's going to benefit our children and pediatrics and things like that at the Tri-Center Health Center. And you can come honor our local heroes, from our firefighters and our police officers to our veterans and active duty military and veterans, of course. You can contact Tri-City Health Center, 510-252-6854. That's 510-252-6854. Get registered for that. Come out, bring your family out, let the kids get the exercise. They got a kids fun run that's going to happen that day. Again, that's a superhero fun run. 5K, 10K, half marathon, and family fun run. Get out there, get the exercise that you need. Again, that is September 19th, and you can get more information about that in a booth if you want to get a booth out there, a sponsorship, 510-252-6854. I'll be out there. Come out and say hello to me as well. I've been excited to get to this portion of the show. I have a special guest, a new artist on the scene, on the gospel scene. And if you are a lover of iTunes, you already may have connected with some of her music, and that is Tawana Ellis is with us today. Tawana, how are you?
Hey, Margaret. Thank you so much for having me on the program. I'm so excited for this opportunity.
I'm excited about this new album. You have dropped it. You're on the East Coast. You're blowing up iTunes. Tell us a little bit about your album, the name of it, how we can get it.
Absolutely. The name of the project is called He Is. It is my debut project, my first solo project. I've had the opportunity to record with other people in the past, but I came into some resources which allowed me to produce and co-write my own CD. And so it's He Is basically a project that is birthed out of a desire to see people connect to God on a more personal level in dealing with His character, and not just, you know, being thankful for who He is in what He does for us. You know, so many times we see God as the person who helps us keep the lights on and helps us get a car and helps us get a house. And while all that stuff is good, sometimes we take advantage of that and we see Him more as a Santa Claus as opposed to the reverential God that He is. And so I wanted people to connect with the captain of the host of heaven, okay, with Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is our ever-present hope, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord who is our peace, Zebaot, the captain of the host of heaven. And so I sat down and I wrote four songs. My producer wrote four songs, and we put it all together, and the project came out as He Is. It dropped on July 7th, and we've been rolling ever since.
I am so excited. Now, you're also going to be in the Bay Area and just kind of kicking off that album here at Thunder in the Bay. That's going to be at Jubilee Christian Center. And Jubilee Christian Center's Thunder in the Bay is September 16th through the 20th. So you're going to be live in person singing He Is.
Yes. And I want everybody in the Bay Area, or if you can get to the Bay Area, to come on out. Those folk who live in the Bay Area are probably very already know about Thunder in the Bay. It's been going on for years. And I have the opportunity to come and just do some of the project live. It's going going to be, again, Wednesday, September the 16th through Sunday, September the 20th. And so a couple of days I'm actually going to be on the stage, and I'm also going to have a product table out, just get a chance to meet and greet some folks and let people know how they can get in contact with me and my husband, Marv. And so I'm excited and thrilled about the opportunity to come.
I think it's fantastic. Can we roll a little bit of He Is? I'm just going to show it off. Let's show it off in the Bay Area. Come on and bring it.
We got some praise music on this album. We got some worship music on this album. I got some gospel funk on this album. And this particular song, He is what I call my gospel funk. It's my tip to the hat to Chaka Khan. He is the title track.
You are bringing it strong, bringing it strong. Go to Thunder in the Bay to see Tawana Ellis drop her live album here in the Bay Area. And you're from the Bay Area. Let me just let you guys know, Tawana's, you're from the Bay Area.
Well, originally I'm from D.C., but I spent 17 years in the Bay Area, which is where I met my precious husband, who is from San Jose. But Bay Area is really where I got my spiritual start, my music start. You know, everything that still is within me is about the Bay Area. I miss it so much, so this is a great, exciting time and opportunity for me to get back there and just put out He Is again.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you, and I definitely want to check you out at Thunder in the Bay at Jubilee. Thank you so much for calling in. And I'm going to tell you, if that didn't get you all stirred up, I don't know what is, you know, because He Is. So you need He Is. Get the album. Get it on iTunes. Connect with Tawana. How can we get connected to you, Tawana? You got a phone number, website we can get connected with?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, Tawana Ellis, Instagram, Tawana Ellis, Twitter. My phone number is 202-306-1500. And you can get the album on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, all of the download places you
right.
can go get it.
Now for the new artists that dropped on iTunes, you ranked pretty high in the last...
Yeah, the week that, I guess iTunes does a ranking of their top 100 gross sales for that particular week, and on the week of July 7th, the album came in at 56. So
congratulations
really
on that.
About that.
Congratulations on that.
Thank
well, I'm gonna let you just get out here, blow this place up. We just need you out here. That album's rocking. My producer's just going nuts in the room. Are you going to be able to produce the show right? I mean, he's just excited. I'm excited for you. Come out to Thunder in the Bay September 16th through the 20th and get connected with Tawana. We'll have more information as we get a little bit closer to kind of dial in what days she'll be out there getting on that stage and kind of blessing everyone and letting you know that, you know, God is, He is. And He is God. And we talked about that on the show. So I'm going to let you go. And we're going to get connected to our next guest here as well.
Take care.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to connect with one of my favorite people that I respect so much here in California. I have watched his work over, I want to say, the last 5 years or so. And when I met him, I knew him. I met him as Councilmember Kenson Chu for the San Jose District 4 Councilmember. And he is now Assemblymember Kenson Chu for District 25, and he continues to do a fantastic work in the community. I'm going to have him say hello, and we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we're going to talk to him about what he's doing in District 25 and how he is just doing fantastic things with businesses, schools, women, small businesses. Hello, Assemblymember Kenson Chu. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Coach Jackson? It's really nice to be on your show again.
I am glad to have you on. You know, the last time we had you on, you were on our Money 2.0 Business on the Edge show on our sister station, AM 1220 KDOW. We're going to have you back there, too. Yes, and now we have Faith in Business on the Edge, so we can help faith-based businesses really balance out that small business infrastructure and networking and how to get connected to the community.
You're doing a fantastic job, man. So glad to know that you are actually expanding.
We are.
Definitely good. The Business on the Edge program is a program that I encourage a lot of my constituents to tune in. So great.
We appreciate it. Yeah. We've both expanded. So we're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to you a little bit about some of the things that you're doing. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith in Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. If you're just tuning in, we have our final guest of the show, and one of my favorite people that I highly respect here in the state of California, and that is Assemblymember Canson Chu. He is the Assemblymember for District 25. Everyone has a district, so check out who your district political figures are, your council members, your city leaders, and so on, and get connected to them. They can sure use your support. Assemblymember Chu, I want to address something with the faith-based business owners, because I don't see a lot of participation from the faith-based community with regards to, you know, the local small business events, city leaders, and in your small business events, community events. The numbers are really kind of low in terms of faith-based businesses coming out, you know, ministerial businesses coming out really to connect with the community and organizations that are rather than them actually having their own kind of, you know, events, and that happens all the time. But I'd like to see a higher number of faith-based organizations come out and connect with events. You do events all the time, and you do events for small businesses. You have a big draw in terms of youth. And so how can we encourage faith-based business owners, churches, and the like to come to more of these types of events? What would you say to that?
You know, that's a good observation, Coach. I think that really kind of encouraged or reminds me to do more outreach to this faith business. And sure. I'm sure they'd be interested in participating in many of our events. I have people that came out during the Great America Little Pickup from the faith-based group, and also participate in the Halloween event. So I think this is really on us to be able to reach out to them to build a strong relationship with them. And this is definitely the direction that I'll be working on.
Right, because I want to get away from that, because I think that there's a disconnect between the religious views and interacting within the community. And I think sometimes the community may feel like, well, I don't want to be preached to. But, you know, and on the other side, you know, I think maybe the religious organizations that have some sort of ministerial business that they feel very strong about, that they're really shouldn't be a disconnect, but rather an opportunity to, like you said, assembly member, is to connect and build relationships.
No, I agree 100% with you. I think it's really upon the civil leaders and the community leader to be able to reach out to a different a religious group, you know, and encourage them to come out and participate in our events.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this, because I think the faith-based community should hear this from one of their political leaders, and I think you would have something very positive to say to the community. Do you think that there would be value to the community and to the faith-based organization and their businesses, or that person and their businesses, by participating in these different types of events?
Definitely. I think they're an essential a part of our community, you know, and regardless of your religions, and I'm this is a direction I should be reaching out, maybe to have an interface, an event to bring all different religious groups together to address this issue.
Right. I think it's important that, because I think that there's a lot of resources that's available. Like, for example, you have the Small Business Resource Event in Town Hall that's coming up on the 12th. And there's just opportunities to find out about resources that actually could help benefit their businesses. Some of them are nonprofits. Some of them are for-profits. But what I find is that they because they don't connect, there's this lack of knowing what's available and what the community, what the county's doing, what the city's doing, you know, what the state's doing in terms of getting resources. In fact, I was coming through your website there and was reading about, you know, the tax credits, you know, that were awarded. And that's like, wow, you know, that's fantastic.
Yes. And also there's a lot of opening in different commissions and boards in the state of California.
Yes.
I have done a little research that I know very, very few people from my district are participating in those boards and the commissions, which provide advices to our legislature. So I'm also trying to reach out to my constituents and to encourage them to participate in the process.
Absolutely. In fact, you mentioned that. I actually got that email and I looked at I could not believe how many vacancies that are out there in the state of California. And just so you know, I am going to put my hat in the ring, Assemblymember Chu, on one or two of those commissions. I have talked to your office, your chief of staff, so I'm very interested in doing my part in being what our community, you know, we make the community, and if we don't get involved with it, we can't improve it. And I always say this, if you're not voting, if you're not doing your part, don't complain. Don't complain. There's so many people out there that's working hard. You have your assembly members that are working hard, your council members, your mayors. And so we need you to participate and get involved.
Definitely. And I take it upon the leaders like yourself, like this elected officials to help reach out and get the words out.
We
need to let them know about the opportunity before they can take advantage of them. So
absolutely.
It's definitely, I take it on as my responsibility.
Well, we're going to do our best to help support what you're doing, Assemblymember. Now, I want to talk to you before we let you go about two bills that you have introduced, and it's the AB 613 automatic renewals. And so can you kind of talk to our audience about a little bit about what that really means with businesses, how it's going to impact companies and consumers if this actually is comes into law?
Oh, that bill is not moving. The reason I introduced the bill is for the consumers that they sometime for whatever reason didn't renew their magazine subscriptions or health club subscriptions to give the consumers an opportunity to opt out in the later date instead of being billed and being liable for the subscriptions for extended length of time.
Right. When you don't know about it, I've had that happen to me. And I was being billed for something for a year and I didn't actually realize it, but you're asking that opt-out information is clearly defined in the contract.
That's true, and I have the similar experience myself, so that really prompted me for drafting up this bill.
Right, so I'm looking forward to seeing certainly that law change there. Now, I have a little story, and I'm going to try to tell it quick. You have the AB 718 homelessness bill out there as well, which is interesting, and I'm dealing with a situation that I'm curious as how you would deal with it. Now, this bill is talking about, you know, having the right to kind of sleep in your car if you don't have anywhere else to go. And so I'm curious as to what that timeline would be, what, you know, would people get comfortable with that and says, well, you know, now that we're not going to get ticketed or anything for sleeping in our car because we have no place to go. I see some pros and cons to that. But I have someone that's been sleeping in their car since Oh, I think the end of last year, and I've been trying to figure out how to help her and connect her with different organizations, and we're finding the same problems that because they're single, working, paying their taxes, voting, and they're not battered. She's not a battered woman. She doesn't have a bunch of kids. She's like, I'm doing everything that I know to do, and I'm doing everything right, and there's no help for me.
That is the case, you know, and especially living in the Silicon Valley. We have this income disparities, and we have a lot of working poor that they have a job, but they cannot afford the high rent. A lot of them temporarily be not able to afford to move into a housing project. So this bill is a very, very narrow scope. It's just saying that if the code enforcement personnel, whether it be a uniformed police or the city code enforcement agents, when they encounter somebody that are under a very comfortable situation, have to live in the car or sleep in the car, and using the car as their only shelter, this bill would just encourage them, instead of giving them a ticket, provide them some information that where can they go and get some help.
Fantastic.
To really, put their act together and become a productive member of the community. It's a very, very narrow scope
right,
of bail.
Right.
If the car is parked in the legal parking space, you know, don't cite them for a ticket that they cannot afford.
Right, right.
And the current law would say that if they don't pay their ticket, you know, and start accumulating, the current law does allow the code enforcement agency to impound their car. And the truth of the matter is that car is the last valuable asset, and they need a car to could take the kids to school or to go to work. And once you impound that car, they have no way of getting the car back. And their life is just going to, you know, a downward spiral, and make it very, very difficult for them to recover and become a bigger problem for the community.
Wow, that's absolutely correct. We're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to wrap up with Assemblymember Canton Chu, and we're going to share the details on this event, Small Business Resource Event and Town Hall, that's coming up on September 12th. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We have been talking to Assemblymember Canton Chu, California Assemblymember Canton Chu in District 25. And so if you want to learn more about what Assemblymember Canton Chu is doing, please go to his website. You can actually Google Canton Chu, K-A-N-S-E-N, Chu, C-H-U, and you will get Canton Chu Assembly Member District 25. So rather than giving you a complicated website to go to, now, Assemblymember has an event coming up that I am co-hosting with him, along with some of our associations and chambers. And this is the Small Business Resource Event and Town Hall. This is Saturday, September 12th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Not long at all. A little plug out of your Saturday day. And that's going to be at the Barbara Lee Community Center in Milpitas, California. That's 40 North Milpitas Boulevard. I'll be there along with him. Assemblymember, you want to tell us a little bit about that event?
Yes, thank you very, very much for co-host that event. We also got the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, short for GOBIT, and some local Chamber of Commerce and Business Association to join us for this small business town hall. Like I say, it is on Saturday morning, 10 to 12, at Barbara Lee Community Center in Milpitas. The address there is 40 North Milpitas Boulevard. In Milpitas, next to their community center. This is in the Barbara Lee Senior Center in Milpitas. And I also want to thank you again for having me on your show.
Sure.
And if people have difficulty of finding me on the website, they can always call me at 408-262-2512 or be friend with me on Facebook.
There you go. Be friends with him on Facebook. You can connect with him at 408-262-2512. And again, come out to the event. I'm excited. Assemblymember Canton Chu, I'm actually also part of the SBDC. I'm not sure that you know this. Recently became certified with them to work with them on the Go Biz initiative. So I'm very excited about that. We're working with like 12 different businesses right now just to help get them funded and moving forward with this new initiative. So we're excited about that. So we're going to get out of here. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Assemblymember. Member Canton Chu.
Congratulations. I'm so glad to hear so many good news.
Yes.
Good thing you've been doing. Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you so much as well. One more event for you. I know that there's been a lot of events on this show today. October 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., 30 seats only, I am going to be doing a faith and business entrepreneurship seminar. And so there's a lot of goodies that's going to happen with that. I'm going to give you a lot of training in different areas that is going to be a big, big blessing to you. So this is a way that you register. You have to register, first 30 people register for our podcast. And again, you get that on podbean.com and you search for Business on the Edge. Register for it. And then what you have to do is send us a message, because this event is $25 for the event to reserve your seat and to be an active podcast listener and user. And so this event typically goes for $149. We're going to do it for $25 and you staying connected with the podcast, because you need that information on those premium podcasts. And you will have some homework before the event, so that way we can kind of talk about it in the class. But there's only 30 seats in this class, October 24th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Again, sign up for the podcast, send us a message, and we're going to send you an exclusive link for you to register and pay your $25 for the event. And we're going to do some networking, we're going to do some building, and we're going to help you bridge faith in business with your business in a huge, huge way. You're going to be really, really blessed. So this has been our show today on Faith in Business. And then just kind of been different today. I mean, we've been kind of all over the map, really, with all of the different segments and everything, but it has been fantastic. Get connected with your civic leaders. Please get involved. Don't be a wallflower. They need your support. They are fantastic supporters of economic growth, businesses, and making sure that you get the tools that you need. There's so much available to you. Thank you for listening to Faith in Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, AM 1100 KFAX. God bless you and have a great weekend.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge, here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.